We've shifted all of our efforts to the digital platform space, and we've been able to reach over 9,000 non-unique people through our digital platform. So we're getting the message out pretty efficiently to people that it matters that you fill out your census, and it matters in a plethora of ways.
And if you haven't filled the census out yet and you're listening to this and you're like, well, I can't find the form I got in the mail, how do they go about participating and get this done? And then elaborate on why this is so important from a county level here in Mercer County, and then a township level, a municipal village level.
Three ways to fill out the census. Again, you can, everybody Googles today, so just Google the U.S. Census Bureau. The phone number will pop up. It's got a crazy phone number, but that's the number you call with the Census Bureau to fill out your census over the phone. You still have the mail-in option if that's what you're most comfortable with. It's more difficult this time around, but it's out there. And then 2020census.gov online.
And then why is filling out this census so important at the local level here in Mercer County?
Well, everything's population-based for funding. Really, any federal or state program that you can think of has a population-based component to it. We've been able to make a pretty big jump here in the last month in our work. Although we haven't been able to reach people face-to-face, we know that the digital outreach is making a big difference, because at the beginning of April, before we really launched into this work, only 46% of Mercer County had filled out their census. Now we're pushing 60 at 58%. If we make that same jump in May, that'll put us right about where we were in 2010, with still plenty of months to go, because based on the timelines now, because of COVID, if you want to avoid having someone unfamiliar come knock on your door, fill out your census by August 11th. And all census data must be collected by Halloween. That's quite a bit later than it's ever been before, obviously, with COVID. So we've been able to reach, again, over 9,000 non-unique people. We've made that 12% jump. And actually, right now, Mercer County is above the Illinois average. We're almost 60, and the Illinois average right now is 56% with county completion.
And then just as we wrap up here, just explain how Mercer County Better Together is the lead in the census initiative here in Mercer County.
So the Illinois Public Health Association administered state grant funds to do local census outreach county by county, and they tried to identify the county group or the county entity that would have the best reach to those what they would call hard-to-count populations. Here in Mercer County, that's the Mercer County Health Department. MCBT, going back to last fall, had already been doing some outreach work and aligning of resources around this project, and so the Mercer County Health Department subgranted us to do this work. And so via that grant and through the partnership with the Mercer County Health Department, we're able to be the lead and get the message out there to get a complete count from Mercer County.
Kyle McEwen, Mercer County Better Together, joining us on WRMJ.